Blog Talk Radio. I see a few people, more people are joining the show right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's weather, we're looking at right now about 67 degrees here in the ATL, and we're looking at a high today of 86. And so we have partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's beautiful outside. And we're also looking at tomorrow. We got a high chance of rain on Friday with a high of 80 degrees and a low of 59. Saturday going to be partly cloudy, high of 82, and Sunday a 100% chance of rain and 80 degrees. Okay? Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Hey, well, let's do this. Before we get into the show, let's look at our word of the day. Today's word is biocoastal. Biocoastal. I'm sorry, not biocoastal, but bicoastal. 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 Bicoastal is an adjective, and it means of or relating to or living or working on both the east and west coast of the United States. Living or working on both the east and west coast of the United States. Bicoastal. All right. So, now, guys, today's episode is entitled Atlanta Public School Teachers. Why are they not home with their family? Why are they still in jail? So what we're going to talk about is our judicial system and how the courts are treating these teachers that changed some test scores to boost the scores for their schools for financial gain, not for the teachers, but for the superintendent of schools. Okay? The superintendent of schools, she is the lady that authorize the teachers to do this. Go in, look at these tests, and make sure these kids have the right answers. If they don't have the right answers, change them to the right answers, and we're gonna boost our scores. And they boosted the scores in order for her to get $250,000 bonus. Okay, a $250,000 bonus that came to her for her school, her school system here in Atlanta to get their test scores to be more than they were a year ago. Okay, to get more than what they were a year ago. Now, I don't condone this at all. I don't agree with this at all. I do not. But as far as changing the test scores, the test answers, I don't agree with that. That was not right. Okay? I think that if you wanted to have your scores boosted, or you wanted your students to score higher on these standardized tests, then you should focus your attention on these tests and how these kids and prepare them to take these tests. Prepare them for the answers on this test. Teach them, what's going to be on the test, and do your best to help them to do their best on the test. And push that, and also push that to their homes, to their parents, and ask the parents to help. See, now the parents, I talked to someone at my work who thinks that the teachers should get jail time. She said, Frank, what about the kids? Well, what about the kids? Okay, the kids did not put the right answers on their test. So the kids were not answering the questions right. Okay? The kids were not answering the questions right. All right? She's got kids. So I'm telling her, your kids, I'm not saying that her kids are in Atlanta Public Schools, but what I'm saying is your kids are not answering these questions right. So your kids do not know the answers to these questions. They don't know the answers to the questions. They don't know the answers to the questions at the time of the test. Can we agree on that? Yes, they don't. If they did, they would have answered the questions right. You wouldn't have had to change any answer, right? But your kid did not answer the question right. She said, well, Frank, the kids should be kept back. They should be kept back if they don't know the material. You're right. They should be kept back. And then she turned around and say, my kid is not reading up to her level in reading. Okay, so now at the end of the school year, since your kid is not reading at the level that she's just supposed to, or that she should be kept back. No matter what she's doing in math, in English, in science, no matter what she's doing in those other subjects, she should be kept back because she's not reading up to her level, right? No. My daughter, she's getting tutoring and all this. Okay, she's getting tutoring. But what about after she gets tutored and she go in and take her reading test and she's not reading well? But she scored 90 on her math. She scored 80 on her English. She scored an 80 on her science. She passed everything else with flying colors, but her reading is below par. So she should be kept back, right? No, she shouldn't be kept back. Not for that, not for just reading. Okay, well, what about these other kids? Should they be kept back? I don't know. We don't know what they're failing in. We don't know. Okay, we don't know. And let me tell you something else. When I was coming up through school, I cheated on a few tests. Yeah, I said it. I cheated on some tests in school. I cheated on some tests in college. Okay? Who hadn't cheated on a test? I mean, my teacher didn't change my grade or anything. Okay? They didn't do it for me. I did it. I cheated on the test. Okay? I did. I was great in math. So people in my class used to cheat off my paper. I didn't mind it. That go to the right answer here. Look at that. That's the right answer. Yeah, you want it too? Yeah, here you go. That's the right answer right there. Yeah, I was good at that. So they were cheating on their test. Right? We all did it. To get through school, right? To get good grades in school, right? People cheat in everything they do. People cheat in sports. Okay? Right. People cheat in sports. People have fixed games in sports. That's cheating. They got caught. Okay? They didn't go to jail for it. Did they? Did they go to jail for cheating in sports? No, they got kicked out of sports. They go cheat in the illegal betting ring. But you can't cheat here. They got kicked out. That should be what happens with the teachers. Put them out of teaching. If they're going to cheat on the test scores or the test, put them out of teaching. But damn, you're going to put them in jail? Most of these teachers hadn't even had a traffic ticket. But you're going to put them in jail for some years with hard-nosed criminals? Come on, man. Let's be serious. And then our judicial system. Our judicial system. The judges. These district attorneys were prosecuting these teachers. Man, I know y'all are heartless. I know y'all heartless. I guess that's your job, to be heartless. But you got to figure out where you have to be heartless at. You have to be heartless with people that kill people. You have to be heartless with these cops in the streets right now. Because they're killing people. Now, the teachers didn't kill any of the students. Well, Frank, then she said, well, Frank, you know, that's going to hurt the students down the line. These are elementary school students. They got time to get it right, right? And then you tell me something. Let me know if I'm wrong. Y'all can press 1 and talk to me. Let me know if I'm wrong. But when you were in high school and you had to take the, what do they call it, the SAT test, okay? You took your SAT test and you made a certain score on your SAT score, right? Let's say you made a 650 or whatever, okay? Okay, you say you got the score back, but you didn't get your test back and show you all your wrong and right answers, did you? So you don't know what you got right and what you got wrong, right? These kids don't know what they got right and what they got wrong. They don't know what the teacher, which answers the teachers changed or none of that. All they know is Miss Smith is not in school today because she's in jail. And God darn, Miss Smith in jail just because she changed my answer on my test. She in jail for that. And you know what else the kid's saying? That their parents done told them? Man, Miss Smith in jail for changing the test score or test answer, not even the score, but the answer. She in jail for changing the test answer. But a cop that killed a boy in Missouri last year. He's out walking the street. He might be down in Panama City on the beach today. And he killed someone. He killed someone that didn't even, weren't even trying to kill him. Come on, man. How is that fair? How do we see that as being fair? How do we see that as a great judicial system? We don't. No one can. No one can convince me that these teachers need to go to jail for some years. Even now, they shouldn't even be in jail right now while they're waiting their sentencing on Monday. Hey, guys, give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
Fell in love, we were young again and innocent. No.
So, guys, sorry about that. Had someone at my door. So, what I'm saying is, I'm off track, but what I'm saying is that how can you lock a teacher up for changing the answer on a test? How can you do that? How can you find a law in the law books that says that's a criminal act? How can you do that? How can you do that? Now you got these teachers who, I don't know if they're being paid right now. So if they're not, their household is in shambles financially because they're not getting paid. They aren't flight risk, which means they're not going to, if you let them out on bond, they're not going to leave the country. They're not making a lot of money. They're teachers. Okay? Teachers get into teaching for the retirement at the end of their teaching career. They got the biggest retirement pension plan out there. Teachers get in it and they hang on in there and they hang in there for 20 years so that at the end when they retire, they can retire on a nice pension. That's why they do it. If you're working for a company right now, y'all probably don't have a pension plan. Y'all probably don't have a pension fund. So you have to put money back out of you have to do it yourself and put money back every pay period or whatever, trying to save for your retirement. But these teachers, they're putting into a pension plan every pay period, but it's like never seen. It's gonna be there when they get done. It'll be there till they're dead. The money will be coming in until they dead and gone. But you guys, if you don't have enough in your 401k or retirement account or whatever, when you run out of money, what are you going to do then? Don't know. But see, what I'm saying is that these teachers are sitting in jail right now, and their families are sitting at home struggling because they don't have their income coming in. If they're not getting paid, I don't know if they are or not, but I'm saying if they're not getting paid, then that's a problem at home, right? If you were in jail right now, if you guys that are listening to the show, if you were in jail right now, how long would it take with you not getting paid, with you not having the income coming in, how long will it take for your household to go under? What, month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year? What would it take? How long would it be? Think about that. Think about that. Think about what kind of financial bind their family is in because they're sitting in jail for changing the answer on a test. And other people are walking the streets, okay? Maybe still getting paid, still making money, household going fine, and they kill someone less than a year ago. How is that fair? How is that okay? How is it? I don't get it. Something's wrong. Something's terribly wrong with our system. And we can lock teachers up, but we won't lock killers up. My goodness. And you know what's going to start happening if, you know, if these cops continue to kill people on the street? You know what's going to happen, right? It's going to turn around and people are going to start to kill cops on the street. You're going to start hearing about people. Somebody shot a police last night. Somebody shot a police this morning. Somebody shot a state trooper right there on the highway this morning. Somebody kills this police down there right behind that hotel last night. That's what you're going to start hearing. Because I'm going to tell you, now people can carry guns. And if people have guns, it don't matter if they can carry them or not, but people have guns. And tell me this. Once you understand that these cops killing people, are you going to continue to, when you get pulled over, hey, people are going to be like, man, I need to shoot this police before he shoot me. Because that's what's going to happen. He's going to kill you because he pulled you over and you don't have any insurance. He pulled you over and you don't have your license with you. He want to give you a ticket, but you say, hey, man, I have my license at home. Run me through the system. God darn it, what's wrong with you? Pull out his gun. Hi, y'all. He shoots you. Something's going wrong. I know that's extreme, but, you know, hey, who knows what's going to happen? Got teachers in jail for changing scores on a test. Who knows what's going to be next? Who knows? We don't know, and that's the problem. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you all, and join me tomorrow. It'll be Friday right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good day.
Just watch.